بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the efforts that have been made on the ummah, mankind has somewhat come on to 5 times salah. However, in the words of our seniors, they explain that don't just fulfill the salah as a duty, but now it is time to escalate, it is time to go deeper into the salah, that is, fulfill this duty with beauty. Fulfill this duty with beauty. So the talk for the next 20 minutes or so is going to be something that is very palatable, understandable. Person that does know Kulhu Allah, Falak and Nas also can understand this talk. It just requires a little bit of attention. So the topic of discussion is how I can add impetus to my namaz. People are saying, Mauli sahab, wherever we go in jamaat, you talk about kalima and namaz. We go to the mashayikh, they're talking about namaz. In madrasa, they taught us about namaz. Now you, from all the topics, you chose about namaz. Can't you give us something dynamic? Elections are coming, something else is happening. Interest us. Why you chose namaz? Namaz is the most relevant topic. Why? As-salatu imaduddin. Man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din. The salah is the pillar of deen. Whoever has erected this pillar has erected deen. That's how relevant this topic is. So how do I bring life into my namaz? Just to give a simple example, something that we all can just think about. Take a bar of soap, Lux soap, Pamela, whatever name you know, but a nice bar of soap. Even the wrapping, it got an ocean picture, mountain picture, something like a trees or something. Already that bar of soap looks nice. But the true effect of the soap is not going to come out until we unwrap that soap. So the next thing, you cut the wrapper and you put the soap on the table. You can already smell. If you take your topis and keep it with the soap, it will smell nice. You keep a bar of soap in a closed vehicle, when you open the door, it will smell of soap. So the soap is giving some benefit. But you tell the person, see, the soap that you opened up is giving you so limited benefit. If you want the true effect of the soap, what must do? The soap has to mix with water. Now, there'll be fragrance. Now, the person will get clean with that soap. The true effect will come. So our namaz at the moment is beautiful, no doubt about it. A person coming, he's making sacrifice, especially in Durban, they call it the hilly part of the world, you know. How much you have to climb the hills, come down, some people travel 2-3 kilometers to come to the masjid. So there is beauty in that namaz. And the person is trying. But today what we want is now how we're going to take it to that water level. So this is a few simple points. Note this down mentally, so that when we go home after Jumu'ah, or some of us are going to our workplace, we can remember and we can pass on. Our Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah will say, to learn deen, practice deen, spread deen and make others do the same. So how do I bring jaan and life into my namaz? For this, it starts off well beforehand. When a person is going for istinja, make sure all that is done correctly. Today we're living in a WhatsApp world. Everything fast, fast. Before, if you need to write a letter to somebody, it was snail mail. By the time you reach there, you can think 2 weeks. You remember those days? Youngsters won't know what I'm talking about. But we used to write letters. So we want everything fast, fast. So istinja to be made correctly. Then if ghusl is farz upon us, that also to see and ensure that everything is washed properly. Then what comes very often is our wudu. Now, the wudu as a person will age up, or sometimes the wudu khana is not, feasible. Then most of the time you find the ankles, the feet, those parts are not washed properly, including the elbows. So take cognizance of that. So this is the prep for salah. Now we say, I'm coming for namaz. Alright. On that way to the masjid, first of all, ensure that I'm parked correctly and I'm parked safely. This is to avoid inconvenience to others and avoid inconvenience to yourself and your namaz. For example, if you got a parking right by the BP, or everyone knows this road, throughout your namaz, to be honest, we are human beings. We're not walis and great buzurgs. For every rakat you're going to be making, instead of thinking about Allah, I think, is my Toyota still there or not there? You know, Durban, it just goes away. So, park safely to ensure that the mind is not on the vehicle. Right? Then, the ulama explained, these are simple points. In these talks that we deliver, is nothing to thrill the people. We're talking basics. If you're coming with a very expensive shoes to the masjid, now that shoes is 5,000 rand, and you know how shoes go in Durban. It's like it can walk on its own. So throughout that namaz, in Jummah namaz, there's still bayan, khutbah, namaz, sunnat, you are worried, when I come out, am I going to be walking barefoot, or what am I going to do? Simple solution. If you're wearing very high-end shoes that can be attractive to a person whose iman is not strong, then wear the nice shoes, but when you come to the masjid, wear something that is just by the way. So even if it takes a walk, you got no problem. So these are steps of the namaz. Now I enter the masjid. Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. Right foot. And in our masjid, you'll notice there's notice board also. These are very helpful mediums to inform the people where is the gush, to inform the people who's getting married, who passed away. Now Bakrid is coming. But the ulama advise that don't read notice board before namaz. There's nothing wrong with the notice. I'll tell you why I'm saying don't take notice of the notice. Because if you see a advert for the Jalsa, hey, I didn't know Ibrahim's son is completing hifz. That boy grew up in front of me. And this Jalsa is this Sunday example. Now, in that namaz that the person going to be reading is thinking, what time am I going to leave for the Jalsa? How he must have completed? What's going to be the menu? The madrasa is far off in South Coast or North Coast. How am I going to go there? So read all the notice of masjid after that. Nonetheless, if it's within that time, that a person can read sunnats, example, Zuhur, before Asr, right, before Isha, so Fajr, obviously before Maghrib, then there's no sunnat namaz. So we read our sunnat namaz, and as far as possible, come in the front saf. The reason for that is that the best place in the normal salah is in the front saf. In janaza namaz, it is somewhere in the back. But in a normal salah, to be in front. And then the ulama say, don't talk to anybody. Don't talk to anybody. To this extent, they say, ulama also, don't discuss masla masail. Because you'll start off with one thing, but after 2-3 minutes, you're talking about something else. So what do I do whilst I'm waiting for my namaz? What do I do? Our seniors explain that involve ourselves in istighfar. How many istighfar? 5-10 minutes left, person can read 300 istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then think of double L. What? Double L. This is my last namaz and my lucky namaz. You see, brothers, this is called now conditioning myself to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst I'm making that istighfar, if somebody have to come, first of all, put a little bit of a serious face on so that people don't disturb you. If you got like a very relaxed atmosphere, he's a perfect candidate. My sati is free now. Let me go and interfere with him, see what he say, how's school, how's business. You heard of the election, who you voting? They want to talk. But you put a bit of a serious front, say, no, it look like the meter is not right. But the meter is right. Just there to keep him there. So the ulama say that at this time, like how you have a rain shower. Rain shower is an encompassing type of shower that they have designed in the past few years. So think that Allah's rahmat, nur is coming upon me. And now a person gets ready for that namaz. Now, someone will say, Molsa, we heard about zikr after namaz. Yes, there is zikrullah after namaz. But this zikr before namaz is how a person warms up an engine. Which car works better? Can be any car, but if you warm it up nicely, it moves better than a car that just came out from the cold. So a person just jutting into the salah, he's also accepted. But the person that marinated in the love of Allah beforehand, he sauteed in the love of Allah beforehand. Now, what's the flavor in that? So then the muazzin will give the iqamat, and we stand up with him and we make jawab, and we say, Allahu Akbar. Now at this time, remember for those that walked in, we're giving a very palatable bayan about namaz, which everybody can practice on. Even if you accepted Islam this morning, you can practice on this. It's not something that's impossible. Many times the topics which have to be attempted and delivered, I'm not doubting that, but it's beyond the people's mind. When you ask them what you heard, say, no, talk was a top talk, but I was on top of it. I don't know what's happening. It went over me. So brothers, this is a talk to understand, because this is my namaz and your namaz. So now we go to the advice of a great, great alim who passed away in the 90s. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allahu Markadahu. Hazrat Ji wasn't only a great da'i and an amir of the Tabligh Jamaat. He was a great faqih also, and a muhaddis also. And he was a sheikh of tariqat also. So when he was explaining about namaz, you see, my dear brothers, baro ke baad bara hota hai. Seniors' words are great. Even if we can't fathom and understand it, just understand these people are great. They're Allah's people. And when Allah's people will talk to Allah's bandas, it's for the sake of Allah. They got no other ulterior motive. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali was explaining that see, in every rukun, what is the meaning of rukun? One is ruku, Allahu Akbar, Subhanahu Rabbil Azim, right? That is ruku. Rukun means, is a singular of arkan, that in a position. So Allahu Akbar, Surah Sana, Auzu Bismillah, Surah Fatiha, that is standing position is one rukun. When you go in ruku, is another rukun, another position. Simple? Now in every rukun, in every position, think that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, at least three times Allah is watching me. However you can do this. Allahu Haziri, Allahu Naziri, Allahu Ma'i. Allah is watching me. Allah is present. And Allah Ta'ala is with me. So in every position. At this juncture, see, these people are experienced. They have lived with the experienced people. And they're quoting from their experience. So Hazrat Ji mentioned, see, at this time, your mind will flutter away. It will go away like a bird that flew out of a cage. You'll be surprised. The mind is a very amazing thing. I'll just tell you how it was. Port Shepstone. You already went to Port Shepstone and came back. Right, uncle? I say Stanger. Already saw Stanger Masjid and came back. Madina Sharif. You got it. How you feel? See how fast our mind is. So I can be in Masjid-e-Huda, but already I can be in Joburg. So the mind will go very fast. Now at this stage, don't become perturbed. Respected brothers and over the receivers, listeners, don't become perturbed. Hey, Molsap, I tried this thing, I can't get it right. No, it's not like that. In the work of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're doing hifz, you can get it right one shot. Takes time, isn't it? A person is learning some du'as, you get it right one shot. So people become mayus, they become despondent in a fraction of a second. So in the beginning, your mind will run away. And wherever it will go, but like that bird that flew away, picture there's a line attached to that bird, you bring it back. So my concentration went to Port Shepstone, it went away to New York, it went away to my business. And if you're hungry, they say when a person is hungry and you ask him 1 + 1, what is the answer, uncle? It's not 2, it's 2 rotis. You understand? Because he's thinking like that. So the mind will run hither, thither. Bring the mind back into the namaz. Now what will happen? In the beginning, you'll start off with 5%. And as we do exercise with this thinking that Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, slowly you'll find your mind will go into 10%. Then 15%. Then 20 and 80. 80 it will loaf, and 20 you got it. But the advantage we got Fajr 4 rakats, Zuhr 12 rakats, Asr 8 rakats, Maghrib 7 rakats, Isha 17 rakats. Without adding much nawafil to it, our normal salah, you'll have enough time to practice everything every day. And every namaz, it will get 1% stronger. Now, my dear friends, how when a person, you know, he was battling and he worked on his capital and he built his wealth. Now he got a wonderful car, wonderful house. He's up in the society. How does he feel fulfilled? Someone's health was down. He worked on the health. He took the different vegetable medicines, whatever it is. He got healthy. How does he feel? Similarly, our namaz, to make it healthy and wealthy. Full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And slowly it will shift. Now, sometimes what will happen, due to our speed of our day, right? The mind just don't want to settle down. It is like a bucking horse. If you know about horses, certain horses, you can't control them. Now Qurbani will come, you'll see certain animals, you just can't get it under control. It is shaking the whole trailer, it is shaking the whole cage up. So sometimes the heart is shaking you up. You just can't put it down. You're bringing it back, it's running. At this time, the ulama kiram explained, Hazrat Mufti Sahib mentions, that think of this verse, and everybody knows this, Maliki Yawmiddin. Easy, isn't uncle? Maliki Yawmiddin. What does Maliki Yawmiddin? Roze Qiyamat ka Malik, the master of the day of judgment. Now what does this entail? That one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I'm going to answer? So that that judgment and that and that grandeur that Allah is going to judge me, at that time it will automatically put ABS brakes. Allah's beautiful system will come into play and it will hold that person. Now this is the namaz that I will make and I will practice. So I go in ruku like this, I go in sajda like this, jalsa, and the rest of the namaz. Now this type of development of salah, someone will ask, what is the benefit of it? You and I, we all in need of risk and sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked our sustenance with our salah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. You perform salah, command your family to make salah, and we are not asking you, la nas'aluka rizqa, we're not asking you for sustenance. Nahnu, we will provide the sustenance. So when our salah got jaan, you see today, brothers and respected listeners, we're not understanding that the salah has got taqat of being a yaqini asbab. What is the meaning of this? That it is a true medium of taking from Allah. Let me explain in simple English. When a vehicle is stuck, what must call? Breakdown. Isn't? When there's water needed from a well, what must use? Bucket with a rope. Like how we understand, breakdown can tow my car. Bucket and rope can lift up water. My namaz, and namaz has got the taqat and the ability to do things. This is where the ummah is missing the boat. They're not realizing that Allah Ta'ala sent this. See, Allah ibn Hazrami radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the jamaat that was with him. What must have been the level of their namaz that they took the horses and the animals to walk under Dajla and not even the hooves of the animals got wet? What must be the taqat of that sahabi's salah that when he made two rakat namaz and he didn't have a rain in his land, then he told his servant, go and see. Now, to make you understand simply, imagine all the land is like Randall's Road. Our masjid is one plot, BP is another plot, this side is another plot, right till Solmet, one plot. When they went and saw his plot, he say, oh, sahabi, only your land it is raining. Salah has the ability to bring down rain. In Hayatul Sahaba is mentioned that a woman, her son passed away and she was worried that they will taunt her that she accepted Islam. Such a namaz she made. Sahaba say, that boy, in the night we gave him ghusl and we put kafan for him. By morning he was eating breakfast with us. This is a taqat of salah. Sahabi is riding his donkey. The donkey dies. Say, oh Allah, I know you'll replace it on Qiyamah. But oh my Allah, I need this transport now. Allah, bring it back to life. Sahabi comes home. There's no food in the house. And he asks his wife, anything available? Icona, nothing. He go make namaz. Two time, third time. By the third time, the grinding mill starts to work, which would have continued till Qiyamah. Now, my dear friends, when we talk of this kind of namaz, then a lot of people, they say, those were those days, and those were those people. That is your understanding and my weak understanding. What is the correct understanding? I ask you a question and you can relate with me. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you took honey and mixed it with milk, what it will come? Sweet, isn't it? A sweet emulsion. Today, Jummah, after Jummah, we take milk and honey and mix it. It will also become sweet. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, if you took meat and put salt on it and put it in the sun, what it will become? Biltong. Today, if I put salt on meat and put it in the sun, it also become biltong. So, the system and the zaabta of Allah never change. That when you make namaz with the correct strength in it, then Allah Ta'ala will open up the way. See, my dear friends, one time in a markaz, in the time of Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Nawar Allah Markadahu, someone dropped some curry or something like that. Immediately Hazrat told him, correct your namaz. Why? In namaz is our correction of our life. Many people, even elderly people are complaining nowadays that, you know what, our eyes can't get controlled. One is we're looking at salmon fish, barracuda fish, but there's also in Overport, this area, a lot of two-legged fish. And I'm 80, but I'm still acting like I'm 25. What I must do? If you control our gaze in namaz, where I must look when I'm standing, where I must look when I'm making ruku, where I must look when I'm making salam, the eyes will automatically get controlled and we'll be able to help ourselves. So my dear friends, my time is up. There's much more to say about this, but you people have a program. I got my program. Ask Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, you, through the barakat of jamaat work, through the barakat of ulama, through the barakat of madrasa, Ya Allah, you brought me to the level of five times salah. Now my Allah, give me jandar namaz. Give me shandar namaz. Give me the imandar namaz. And this, I said, my dear friends, is possible for everybody that is seated here. So Allah Pa, give us the tawfiq to practice on this. Also the Fadail Kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Read the section about salah. Read the yearning and desire. And also, last but not least, this point was in my mind and I just slipped up to mention it in between. Don't become despondent when you don't get that level salah like Hazrat Zunnun Misri. You don't get that level of namaz that where that child was wrapped up with a snake and now he didn't know. That will come later on if Allah wills. For now, aim for what we have mentioned and just to know what I'm reading, when I'm reading and how. For example, is sunnats, right? Is a four sunnat. And I'm in my first rakat and I'm reading Surah Fatiha, not Tashahud. Lot of people having this problem. This much, if you get it right, you're on the right track. May Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq and forgive us and accept.